We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, is there a certain protocol to follow when you try on clothes in a changing room? Because I got scolded by an attendant for what I did. I'll have to let you know what happened. And I want to know from you if there's a certain thing that I'm supposed to be doing, and apparently I am. What are the protocol rules of changing the changing room at a store?
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. I can just see you throwing your hands up and saying, this is why I don't try on clothes, okay. Jess. I bet you said that to your wife. I bet you did.
I said it to myself. I'm looking at a store.
What did you do wrong?
Here's the thing. I went to a store because after the holidays, I took some clothes back, and I'm like, you know what? I need to use this the rest of the money that's left on the little ticket voucher that you get, and you go and take things back. And so I went, and I'm like, oh, I got store credit. I'll try some stuff on maybe. That way I don't have to go home, say I don't like it, take it back to the store, and then do this whole thing again. So, you know, Jess had even told me, my wife, she's like, why don't you just try it on there, especially during the day. You're done with Elizabeth and Dave. It's during the day. There's nobody there.
No one's there.
I'm like, all right. It's a little less busy. Okay, fine. So I found some pants and shirts and stuff. So I go in this changing room. I try stuff on. There's only like one pair of pants that I like, all right? So what do you do with the clothes you tried on? I mean, they're all bunched up. I had to unpin some shirts, and I'm like, I'm not going to pin these back together and put them back where I found them. I don't know how to fold to begin with, okay? So I just left everything in the changing room.
Oh,
okay. What?
What's wrong with that?
See? Clearly, both of you have never worked a retail job. Am I correct, Producer Dave, Radar, ever?
I have
never
not.
Worked a retail
you ever work
store?
At The Gap? You ever work at Victoria's Secret?
No.
No.
Nope, and nope, and nope.
But both places I worked, and I can see exactly why you got in trouble, because that is a no-no.
Here's the thing. I was walking out with a pair of pants in my arms that I'm going to buy. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get these. I'm going to get out of here, go get some food, whatever. And I come walking out, and the attendant who saw me go in said, oh, are you going to buy anything else that you tried on? Didn't you go in with more stuff? And I was like, well, yeah, but I don't like the way it fits. So I'm just going to take these pants and be going now. And she goes, oh, well, we'd like you to put them on the rack here before we take them back to the floor.
Yeah, do your part.
The floor. And I was like, oh, there's hangers and stuff in there. There's a whole bunch of hooks. I'm like, I'll just leave it in there because I don't know how to fold
everything.
That's
not how you do it. No, you put it
really?
Out. You put it out in the front of the fitting room for the attendant to then take it back, and they can fold it nicely. They can hang it up nicely, but at least get it out of the room. Otherwise, the room gets tied up, and now you have employees that are spent cleaning up these rooms when they could be helping another customer who's looking for a different size.
Wow, sounds like a lot of whining to me, because what? You didn't move the clothes 3 more inches out of the room so she couldn't go get them? She was going to go check your room after you left
anyways. I'm sure it was more than 3 inches.
Here's the thing. The rack...
6 inches, sorry.
The rack she pointed to was empty. There was nothing on it. So how am I supposed to know that that's a rack for clothes after you try it?
She's going to go fold those clothes and put them back anyways for you, Radar. You did great, Radar.
Give me a high five.
Good
here.
Job, man.
Bam, right there. I had no clue. I didn't do anything wrong.
When you go to some restaurants, you are supposed to bust your own table. And it's pretty clear when that happens, because it keeps things moving smoothly. It's efficiency.
Okay.
That's what it's like in a fitting room. In a fitting room, you don't just leave all the clothes in there so that someone else that walks in is like, okay, because odds are it's not going to be the attendant. They're busy ringing people up, or they're busy dealing with returns. It's going to be the next customer has to come in here and clean up your mess.
I think it's their job as the attendant to take my mess out of there and put it back on the rack, because
they're
again,
busy doing other things.
I don't know how to fold things. What am I going to do? I'm going to walk out there and just throw things on top of this rack. All right, maybe you can help us out with this, because obviously we're on different pages here. 414-799-1099. What is the changing room protocol? Do you leave the clothes in the changing room?
I feel like I'm telling you both what the protocol is, but you think it's wrong.
I do think it's wrong.
It's no different than, I feel like the speed limit should be 45, but it says 25. The rules state you need to put the clothes out on the little rack in the front, so that way they can put the clothes back.
Where are these rules written? Please show me these written rules in a store.
Fitting room rules.
There's nothing written in the store.
There need to be.
414-799-1099. Whose side are you on here? Leave the clothes in the changing room, or do we have to help the attendant out? Give us a call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.